Agotavach, Shavuot Tov, this is Rabbi Yitzhak Toker. Sorry I'm a few minutes late tonight. In the parsha this morning that we read, there is a fantastically innocuous pasuk. And the pasuk says that Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Lamata Yehuda, he was the architect of the Mishkan. And the question is, why exactly does it tell us that Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur was the architect of the Mishkan? So the famous medrash that Hur, of course, it's a famous medrash that Hur was the one person who stood up at the time of Chet HaEgel, and in response to his standing up to Chet HaEgel, most people simply just looked the other way. A minority of people were worshiping the Egel, and he stood up. And he said, this is wrong. And in response, Klal Yisrael paid him back by assassinating him. Now, his grandson, Bezalel, is now the one whose name is associated with the Mishkan. And the question is, what is the meaning of this? I would suggest that the meaning of this is that when you put a name on a building, it reminds people of the person who donated the building, or in whose memory the building has been donated. In this case, every single time that Klal Yisrael walks through the doorway of the Mishkan, they see, as it were, not actually, but as it were, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. And they are reminded of the terrible and dastardly deed that Klal Yisrael themselves allowed to occur to Hur. And this is basically a way of calling attention and forcing Klal Yisrael to confront themselves. Because after all, to be able to confront oneself is the essence of tshuva, the essence of being able to create a more spiritually refined personality, an individual who has greater divine consciousness and awareness. If I cannot see what's wrong with myself, then I cannot affect it, and I cannot change it, and I cannot go on a journey of spiritual perfection. So putting Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur on the Mishkan is, as it were, making Klal Yisrael face themselves every single day. Now, so this is perhaps why it tells us Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. But what about Lamata Yehuda? Why does it have to tell us Mata Yehuda? Earlier on, when Hur is introduced to us, that he helps Moshe Rabbeinu at the time that Bnei Yisrael are battling with Amalek, so it doesn't tell us that Hur is Lamata Yehuda then. The fact that Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur is described as being part of Mata Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, is significant. And I would suggest that the significance of this is that Yehuda represents an individual who is able, who has the capability of confronting his own failures, his own frailties, his own flaws. And we see that in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Of course, Yehuda engages Tamar, and then when Tamar becomes pregnant and everybody wants to burn her at the stake, even Yehuda is not particularly objecting to all of this, let's put it that way. And then she confronts him and she tells him, look, you're the father of this child. And he says, Tzad Kamimeni. Now, Yehuda could have covered it up. Yehuda could have figured out some way to explain it all away. He could have done lots of things to make sure that the truth never came out. But Yehuda had and has the capability, the ability to confront himself, to confront his flaws and to confront his weaknesses. That is the midah of Mata Yehuda. So Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur Lamata Yehuda is on top of the Mishkan, as it were, that every time a Jew walks through the Mishkan, he remembers and is forced to confront himself and to remember that the essential midah of a Jew is to be able to confront, to see themselves, because that is the beginning of cheshbon ha-nefesh. That is the beginning of self-introspection and self-betterment. And so that's one aspect of Bezalel. There's another fascinating piece to Bezalel, and that is that the Torah tells us that Bezalel is the one, Vayas Bezalel, Bezalel is the one who crafted the Aron. Now, this might seem also rather innocuous, that the Aron is associated with Bezalel, but it is actually quite remarkable, because there is no other Kli in the Mishkan that is associated with any particular individual. All the Kelim are Vayas, just like generally they made it. But when it comes to the Aron, it says Vayas Bezalel. Bezalel particularly made it. So why is he particularly associated with crafting the Aron? And this problem is further made problematic by the fact that if you go back to earlier in Truma Tzitzaveh, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands the mitzvahs of building the Kelim and the Mishkan. It says in the singular, Ve'asisa, you shall build this, you shall craft this, you shall do this, you shall do that, all in singular, except one particular exception. And that is the Aron. When it comes to the Aron, the Pasuk says in plural, the Asu, and you shall craft the Aron. So Chazal tell us the meaning of this, the Asu, because everybody has a chelek in making the Aron. Everybody has a responsibility in making the Aron. Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah is not for one person. Kavod HaTorah is for Gans Klal Yisrael, for all Jews. Everybody has to participate in the building of the Aron, as it were. We learn the importance of Hakol. Everybody chayav, and everybody is responsible. Everybody has a chelek in Kavod HaTorah. So the fact that Bezalel is associated with building the Aron, when no other kli has a person associated with him, and that's compounded by the fact that all of the kelim, when we were commanded to make them, are commanded in the singular, except for the Aron, which everybody is supposed to be involved in. The Osu, plural. So it makes the pasuk that Bezalel crafted the Aron quite problematic. And I saw a beautiful idea. Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Torsky suggests the following, and I think it is a profound message. You know, there is a notion in human behavior called diffusion of responsibility. It's a psychological phenomenon, which I'm sure many of us are familiar with. And the notion of diffusion of responsibility is that the more people that are in a group around a particular responsibility, the less likely that any one person is going to take up the call and to actually do it. So God forbid, if a person is in a group of 10, 20, 30 people, and one person, you know, drops and is, God forbid, having a heart attack, the likelihood of any of the people calling 911 is made less and less the more people there are. If there's only one person present when tragedy hits, then that one person will take it upon themselves. Diffusion of responsibility. So says Rabbi Tursky that when it came to the Aron, and I'm perhaps saying this in my own words, that when it came to the Aron, it was for all Kol Yisrael. Everyone is responsible. But Bezalel assumed and felt the burden personally. He took it upon himself. He didn't say, somebody else will take care of it. You know, I've got people working for me. There's a whole coterie of artisans. No, this one is the Asu. Everybody is given the responsibility. Bezalel says, I feel it personally. I'm taking it upon myself. The Aron is me, not anybody else. When everyone has to do it, nobody has to do it. And I'm going to be the somebody that's going to take care of it. And therefore, that's the godless of Bezalel. And it's not just telling us about the godless of Bezalel, but it's also telling us about a key aspect of what it means to be a Yid. A Jew, the Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael. And it's very easy for a person to sort of feel like, okay, you know, I'm just sort of part of this vast thing and, you know, this vast community of Jews. You know, somebody else will take care of this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other. You know, it's a communal responsibility because the Torah was given to God's Klal Yisrael. But the trick and the challenge for every Jew is to feel that even though the Torah was given to all Klal Yisrael, the burden of that responsibility rests on my shoulders. And when a person can feel that the burden of responsibility, and I say burden not in a negative way, but that it is a responsibility, rests on my shoulders, that is the key to success. That is the key. When there's a sick person in the community, there are 1,000 other people that might be able to take care of it. No, that responsibility of Bikur Cholim rests on my shoulders. When there's an individual who's in Tzaras, who needs help, who's suffering, who's in Avel, who needs financial assistance, who needs emotional support, who needs friendship, who needs all types of things. There are lots of people that theoretically can take care of it. But the trick of being an authentic Jew, somebody who says, no, that responsibility is on me. There's a famous Maisa Chelm that they needed to fill up the wine storage in the shul so they would be able to, you know, make Havdalah on wine on Motzei Shabbos. They were running low. So they made a kol kari. They announced everybody should come and everybody should bring one cup of wine. So one chacham says, you know what, I'm going to bring a cup of water. And so if I bring a cup of water, and it's not going to, nobody's going to know the difference, and they won't even taste the wine has been diluted at all. So everybody comes, everybody brings their cups, and everybody fills up the barrel, and comes the first Motzei Shabbos that they're going to, you know, to say Havdalah. The Gabbai comes, he turns on the spigot, he puts out the kos, and out of the spigot comes a full cup of pure 100% water. Because when everybody feels that somebody else is going to take care of it, I'll just put in a little water, it's not a big deal, then nobody's doing it. That's the godless of Bezalel. That's what it means to build an Aron. That's what it means to feel a hischaivus to the Torah. Because when I feel that it is me, it is personal, then I have an opportunity to do something extraordinary and something profound and truly create an authentic relationship between myself and the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Hagudvach, Shavua Tov to us all.